Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines. And on the first full day as president, President Barack Obama today giving some marching orders to his staff and saying that some of the rules that we abide by here in Washington are going to change. Number one, Obama said transparency will be one of the keystones of his administration.
The way to make government accountable is make it transparent so that the American people can know exactly what decisions are being made, how they're being made, and whether their interests are being well served.
Obama says lobbyists will also face more stringent restrictions under his administration than under any previous administration.
And we need to close the revolving door that lets lobbyists come into government freely and lets them use their time in public service as a way to promote their own interests over the interests of the American people when they leave.
The president says he stands also by the Freedom of Information Act, and all efforts will be made under his administration to make as much information public as possible. He also says those coming into government service to work for his administration will have to abide by some new rules as well.
You'll have to commit in writing to rules limiting your role for 2 years in matters involving people you used to work with and barring you from any attempt to influence your former government colleagues for 2 years after you leave.
On to policy now, and President Obama may block a proposal issued during the final days of the Bush administration that would expand offshore drilling in previously banned areas. Shortly after he was sworn in, Obama ordered all federal agencies and departments to freeze pending regulations until his administration has had the chance to review them. The Interior Department is awaiting clarification from the White House on whether a proposed 5-year plan to drill for oil and natural gas in the Atlantic and Pacific can go forward. Both presidential and congressional bans on drilling in most U.S. waters expired last year. Meanwhile, a draft order indicates President Obama would order the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, closed within a year. That is where the government is holding suspected terrorists. If the new president signs the draft order, his administration would immediately start reviewing how to deal with those remaining prisoners. That review may examine possibly transferring those terrorist detainees to prison facilities right here in the U.S. Obama had pledged throughout the campaign to close Gitmo. The president ordered a 4-month break in all cases at Guantanamo Bay just hours after taking office. Meanwhile, Republicans have forced a 1-week delay in the confirmation of Attorney General nominee Eric Holder. Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, officially put the hold on the Holder nomination. Specter accused Democrats of rushing through the nomination. 57-year-old Holder is set to become the nation's first black attorney general. He was a deputy attorney general in the Clinton administration. Republicans raised questions about Holder's role in President Bill Clinton's controversial 2001 pardon of fugitive financier Mark Rich. Pressed about the Rich pardon during the confirmation hearing last week, Holder acknowledged making mistakes and said he has learned from them. Specter argued, though, that the Mark Rich pardon was hard to brush off simply as a mistake. Speaking of mistakes, Treasury Secretary nominee Timothy Geithner was testifying today before the Senate Finance Committee and apologized profusely for years of tax errors that have complicated his nomination.
These were careless mistakes. They were avoidable mistakes, but they were completely unintentional. And I take full responsibility for them. And again, I apologize for putting you in the position where you had spent so much time looking through these questions, particularly now.
When Geithner worked for the International Monetary Fund, he failed to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes over a number of years. He has since paid the debt in interest, but the disclosure has been embarrassing, and his explanation on Wednesday was not good enough for Kentucky Senator Jim Bunning.
Geithner does not provide a satisfactory explanation for the problem. It's certainly not one significant for a high-ranking public official who the American people demand and deserve to hold to a higher standard.
Looking at the Obama agenda, however, Mr. Geithner says it's vital for Congress to pass a major economic stimulus package.
Senators, the ultimate cost of this crisis will be greater if we do not act with sufficient strength now. In a crisis of this magnitude, the most prudent course is the most forceful course.
But Senator Bunning wasn't done. He says Geithner's not only the wrong man for the Treasury job because of his tax issues, he's done a terrible job as head of the New York Fed.
Geithner has been involved in just about every flawed bailout action of the previous administration. He was the frontline regulator in New York when all the innovations that recently have brought our markets to their knees became widespread.
In other Senate news, Hillary Clinton is now officially a former U.S. senator because she's been confirmed as the next Secretary of State by a vote of 94-2. Also, Ted Kennedy released from a Washington, D.C. hospital following his seizure at a Capitol Hill luncheon following the inauguration on Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow bouncing back today in a big way, up 279 points to close at 8228. The NASDAQ up 66 to 1507. The S&P 500 up 35 to end at 840. Crude oil up $2.71 to $43.55 per barrel. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, some conservative advice for President Obama on where he can trim federal spending. We'll also hear why the mortgage mess in this country is likely to get quite a bit worse before it gets better. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, the Big Three and the new administration. Stay tuned.